I hope that you find this session interesting. And, well, if I can help you with something about this topic, well, just let me know. My name is Luis Beltran. I am a Mexican, Microsoft MVP in developer technologies and also in artificial intelligence. For the last 4.5 years, I have been pursuing my PhD in artificial intelligence in Czech Republic. And, well, here we are in order to share some of my experience working with the Bot framework. Thank you to all our sponsors for bringing this event. And well, without them, it wouldn't be possible or it would be harder to handle this event. And also, thank you to you for attending this session. All right. So, well, maybe we have seen this kind of animation or we have been involved in a project regarding this type of mobile application in which we have user interaction. A person asks a question, then there is someone behind or attending these queries. Maybe the user is asking for some product information and there is an employee answering these questions. But, since a few years ago, there has been a new technology, which is called chatbots, which kind of automate these activities so the companies can focus their resources, human resources, in other areas. Mostly, these queries or this user interaction is repetitive. The user asks a question, and there is always the same answer for every user that comes to the application or to the website. Like, okay, how can I log in? How can I pay? Well, there are like simple questions, but of course there can be also complex scenarios. So the basic idea is that we can create a bot or conversational bot that assists in these kind of scenarios. As you can see, the user asks a question, then there is a reply. Sometimes the bot can suggest something for the user. And well, there is a flow in this communication. Basically, or in summary, a bot performs an action. The bot reacts to messages or responds to these kind of messages. Normally, the bot detects the user's intent by using natural language. It means that the user uses words, types words in English, Spanish, in some language, and the bot has the task of detecting what does the user mean. He wants to pay for something. He wants to book a hotel or a flight. What is the intention of this user? Also, since this is an application, it's software, it can be available 24/7, 365. And it can run in any platform or anywhere. Well, that's the idea. And of course, there is a lot of artificial intelligence behind this in order to improve the user experience and also keep the human effort to a minimum. I will talk a bit about it in the next slides. Just something which I found interesting about bots. Okay, normally we have tools for developing these bots, like bot framework. But how to develop effective bots or how to improve this user interaction? Well, we need to detect what kind of bot we want to develop. For instance, there are some key-based bots, knowledge-based bots, which basically means that the user wants to do something, such as wants to find a house. It is the task of this bot to generate some queries from this natural language to guide the user in some kind of conversation. Like, okay, the user wants these filters, but normally the user doesn't start the conversation by typing all this information. They start by, okay, I want to find a house. Then the bot or the application may respond, okay, what kind of house or what is your budget or in which zone do you want to live and so on. So we can guide the user step by step in order to filter the results or improve this conversation. And also there is support in Fuzzy Search. Fuzzy Search means that sometimes the user types information that is not exactly as written in our database. Like in our database we have house, but maybe the user says home or uses some synonym or even some typos. Maybe he wrote house without U. I don't know. So the bot can also detect this. Fuzzy Search is something inside artificial intelligence that gives us the most probable result about a word or some item. So the knowledge-based bots, in short, are search in query, in a database, for instance, in order to retrieve results according to some filters. Normally, also, we mentioned two slides ago that we want to minimize the human effort interaction. This means that normally, when we have a customer service in a company, okay, the customer calls, and there is a data collection at the beginning. Okay, what is your name? What is your location? And so on. And okay, normally this data collection is repetitive, so it can be automated. But there might be some complex cases that need some human interaction or some escalation. So since these simple questions or some questions are repetitive, they can be coded. They can be included in the bot part. Like for instance, okay, the user comes and okay, my computer is not working. Okay, maybe we can launch a wizard. Okay, have you tried this? Is it powered on, for instance? Okay, yes, no. No, it is not. Okay, then that's probably the solution for your problem. Or okay, yes, it is powered on. Okay, have you, do you have Windows? Do you have Linux? So we can, again, guide the user through some steps. All right, but these are repetitive. Sometimes the user tried everything, so there is no solution that the bot can give. So we can escalate it to a human, to someone behind support. Like, okay, this is John. I understand your computer won't power on. Let's take a look at some service option. But after the bot tried some solutions, the user could not get an effective answer, okay, then there is a human interaction. But the bot doesn't go. He can be behind the curtain and still suggest something to the main user, to the administrator, like okay, maybe you can recommend to the user to buy some hardware, to type some specific question, and so on. But after the user tried several repetitive steps or some questions, then the customer support might come in. Okay, so now, everything that I mentioned is agnostic to something, to any technology. It means you can use any technology for these patterns. But now, if we talk specifically about bot framework. Okay, my first question would be, how many of you have tried bot framework for demo, for commercial application? Okay, more or less half of the group. Okay, what is bot framework? Bot framework is a set of tools which allows developers to create in matter of seconds, or minutes, an application which runs some code that can interact to the user. It can ask questions. It can use natural language. And we can also publish it to Azure, for instance, or to our server, because in the end, it is a web application, ASP.NET Core in the latest version. So it can run anywhere. We can host it anywhere. And also, one of the main advantages of bot framework is that it is we can use several channels. We can use Facebook Messenger, Skype, Teams, and other popular channels. So our bot can be present in or cover several scenarios. That's quite good because, for instance, we can use web chat and also direct line to integrate it to other kind of applications, such as mobile applications with Xamarin. And well, bot framework encompasses all of these that I just mentioned. The bot code goes in the web service or in the web application. There is an SDK, bot builder SDK. The latest version is 4. There was version 3, but trust me, or if you have worked with it, it was a complete change. So even the documentation states this. Also, for publishing to Azure, it is a complete different new process. Well, and since this is a web application, we can connect it to other APIs, to other, we can integrate it with NuGet packages, we can use or call any service that we want, right? We can even make queries to a database that's included in the demo. And as I mentioned, we can use several channels. In this case, we do that through the bot connector. That's the name of the service, bot connector service. There are several channels, such as Slack. But well, if you have read the news, you know that Microsoft recommended not to use Slack because of some security issues. But OK, that's something different. There is Twilio, there is Telegram. There are several other channels. Have you worked with Telegram bots? It is quite an interesting one because in Telegram, there is something called the bot father. It's, again, a bot for creating bots. And we simply need the key, an API key that we integrate in the channel. I can show it to you in the demo, all right? And okay, all the communication between the web application or the bot and the channels are through or in JSON format. There is a conversation ID, a type, there is a content type because we can include images or attachments in our conversation, audio, media files, and also specific data, such as SMS or some address, even language, all right? But basically, the communication between the channels are in JSON format, which is quite nice. And normally, to work from the beginning to the end with a bot framework, or in the process of creating a bot, we will work with some of these elements. We have the SDK template. I will go through that in the next slide. We have the bot code. I will show it in the demo. There is a Lewis service. Thank you, Microsoft, for this name. We can publish to Azure or to any other server. We can connect it to users through the channels, and we can also add the dialogue smarts or adaptive cards, which is something interesting. All right. So first of all, the Bot Builder SDK template is a free extension that we have to download in Visual Studio 2017, 2019. Well, most of us are using now the latest version. We just download it, install it on our favorite IDE, and then when we create a new project, we can just type or filter by bot, and then several type of projects will be shown, such as the Microsoft Bot Builder V4 SDK, and three templates, the Empty Bot, Echo Bot, and Core Bot. The Empty Bot is for the expert ones, because it means that it is, as I said, completely empty. So you code the bot from scratch. But the other two are for beginners, especially the Echo Bot, because you are presented with all the code that you need to type a message to the bot, and then the bot will repeat what you just said. But it already includes the code for the communication, for detecting the message, and so on. The core bot is the same, but it is an intermediate, let's say, template, because it also includes communication with the Luis service. All right? Okay, and what is the Luis service? Okay, the Luis service is basically natural language processing. It means that we can train a service, yes, or a model through examples, or also called utterances. We establish intents or intentions. Okay, the user wants to log in. This is an intention, user login. How many different ways has this user for that intention? Okay, maybe the user can type, I want to introduce my credentials, or I just want to log in, this is my username. There are several ways. So we add these examples. We can also include some information, important information. These are called entities, such as a name, city, date, and so on. Of course, these are like our variables, yeah, that different users can say different things. But they are important because we want to detect those intents. We can use these intents to filter out some results, to make some queries to our database, or to pass this data through an API. We can use it for several intentions, all right? I will show this. Okay, and again, this service also uses JSON format. The user might say, I want to find news about flight delays, and then we have our Luis model trained, so it detects some intention. Okay, the intention is find news, but maybe in our model we have other intents, such as known, read news, share news. You can see that this every intent has a like probability. Yep, all of them add to one. So this is the most probable one because we train with some examples. All right. And also the topic is flight delays. Again, topic is one entity that we added. Sorry, flight delays is the entity, yes? And well, of type topic. Publishing to Azure is easier. Now we just basically create a web app bot. We fill in that data, and then we obtain a Microsoft App ID, a password that we add in our project from Visual Studio, and then we can publish, and yeah, that's pretty much the steps. It's quite easy. And okay, connecting to users in different channels is also a simple task, because in the bot management section, we have the channels, and we can add several channels, such as Facebook, Skype, Teams, web chat, direct line. All of them uses keys. For instance, in Facebook Messenger, we actually need to go to the Facebook developer website. Then we create an application. We obtain, I think, there are two or three keys. And then we add them here into Azure. And then our bot can interact in Facebook Messenger. Of course, we also need to publish our application in Facebook. And it has to be accepted by the Facebook team, right? And finally, the Dialog Smart with Adaptive Cards. This, well, you have seen notifications in Windows 10 or in other operating system. They add some buttons for interaction with the user or some messages. We can also add media information. And, well, there is some good news and also bad ones. The good news is that, well, these adaptive cards appear in different channels. There are adaptive cards for Facebook, for Skype, for Microsoft Teams, even for Android SDK and iOS. But sadly, there are no adaptive cards for Xamarin Forms, well, especially if you work with it. But, well, we can roll on our own user interface. Actually, I am starting a project. I will show it at the end of this presentation. And, well, I want to open source it. So if you want to collaborate, yeah, we can talk about it. And feel free to help, to assist. I think it can be a nice project. But I will show it to you. All right? So it's demo time. But before that, I would like to ask you if there are any questions about this. OK? So let's go to the demo part. And okay, where shall we start? Okay, I think we can start from the mobile application. This one, yes. And I will show what is behind because, well, there are several projects involved. This is like, of course, the result. This is the mobile application. Okay. I hope that it doesn't take too much. Good. So I will show the first one, the Adventure Works bot. I can ask this bot, OK, I want to log in. OK, I am presented a message there. I want to log in. Please add your email to your login message. OK, it detected this one. Give me a second. OK, not so long. OK. Sorry. And it is searching for specific information about this user. OK, and welcome. You are presented with this card. And show me the top 5 products. OK. Some query about the top sold products. And I am presented with this information. All right? So OK, this is easy. I am cheating a bit because I am using a web view and an integrated element from WebChat. But OK, I will explain a bit about it. OK. So this is very simple, but of course, it can be really useful for companies, for users. Now, what's behind the curtain? First of all, there is a web API, which is this project. Okay. This web API is a simple project which communicates with an Azure SQL database. There is a products controller, customers controller. This products controller has several methods, such as, okay, I think, sorry, maybe it was here. Okay, yes, here it is. This method, getProduct, has a code for searching the top products. You saw the top five, right? This one, basically. And also, there is customers controller for searching specific information about an email, all right? You saw the result in the demo. This web API is called by this bot project. This is this template was built by the EchoBot template. As you can see, this is a web-based project because there is www root, there is a startup, there is app settings, and so on. But you can see that there are several classes such as the bot service, bot file, accessors, and some other important elements for these, which are part of the bot framework. And I also have this web API service, which is the communication that I established with my web API that is published into Azure. Is this one? All right. And in here, I have, this Luis class, which detects the intention and also the entities, such as the email, such as that we want information about products, and so on. Just give me a second. Question?
Are you using Luis?
Yes, I will also show the Luis part. Okay, here, yeah. You saw the welcome message at the beginning, and yeah, here the Luis intents are detected. Yeah, like, okay, which is the top one, the top intent with the highest value? Okay, if the intent is login, then there is a code which requests the email if the user did not introduce the email, because I can even say that. I can ask, I want to log in with, most probably it will say that the user does not exist, but it has to detect the email. You can see that in this case, it is not requesting for the email because it was detected in the message. So this is code that you add, but this is not like parsing. This is not C# parsing. These intents and entities are detected by the model that was trained. Of course, I will show that part. If there is no email, please add your email, but it is sending this message. But if the intention was product info, like show me this information about a specific product, okay, our top five products are, and then some results are presented, right? And in this case, okay, you have to code what you want to do for every intent, and, okay? These intents and entities are part of a Luis application. Starting with Luis is quite easy. You just create an application, type the name, set a call or select a culture and a language, English, Chinese, German, Spanish, and so on. And when you start your application, you can add your intents. Okay, I want to add to the cart. Okay, that's another intent I did not show. There is login. Okay, so in login, there are the utterances. Like, I want to access the system, or I just want to access credentials info, my username. But as you saw here, I did not type this exact message like, I want to log in with. There is no specific utterance for that, but it was trained, in this case, maybe with enough examples for this scenario. But probably if I write something different, it will not detect it. We can retrain, we can improve our model every time with new examples. We can even use this new information to retrain the model with the Luis SDK, all right? So, okay, this is one intent. There is place order, there is product info that I mentioned in the code. Product, in this case, is an entity. Yep. It's an entity of type list. I use this one for like synonyms. Like, okay, the user, instead of product, can say item or use plural, all right? But also, there are some pre-built entities, such as number. I can say, show me the top 5 products. Well, products, okay, it's the same. And it will retrieve the same because you can write it. But the language is important because I set this one in English. If I use 5 in español, Spanish, it will also detect it if the Luis model was trained in Spanish language, all right? So, yeah, of course, there are keys. There are keys that I use in this Luis project, sorry, in the bot project. Okay, here, in a second. Oh, sorry, in the app settings. Yep. Yep. Here. That are used for the communication. And, okay, finally, for the mobile application. In the mobile application, I am using the web chat. I have the Azure portal. I have the bot, is this one. It's the same project that you saw here, okay? I can ask the same. Yes, and I will be presented with the same messages, all right? There is the channels part. In this case, I am using web chat and direct line. If you want to simply add web chat, which is this user interface, actually it's the same one that you saw in the mobile application, you can add it even in a web project, any language. It's in the end, because it gives you HTML code, this one. So you can embed it in web project, but for, let's say, mobile applications, we can just extract this URL, and then we need the secret. The secret is here, yep. But also, in the documentation, it states that you need to request a token for communication with this web chat. But that's really easy because, in a second, yep. We just request this one to this specific URL. We include our secret and we get this token that we sent to the web view, which is here. There is a web view, we set up the source, and we are presented with this interface. it's already integrated. That's the easy part. As I told you, maybe we want to use our own user interface. We want to handle complex scenarios. So I am starting a project in which we can use some adaptive cards, such as, let's say, Hero. And we are presented with this interface, which includes images, a title, some buttons. The buttons work, let's say, visit a website. And I have that one working here. This one is not using WebChat. It is using Direct Line. Here, yes. Okay, there is audio. Okay, yes. This is the audio card or adaptive card. This is the, okay, the Hero one that you just saw. Yep. But I am, in the Xamarin Forms application, I am building or writing the code. You can see it's a couple of images, labels for the titles of title, buttons. It's very simple UI, but we can, of course, extend it or do whatever we want with them. I also have, which other ones? I have the video one. But the video one is not implemented in Xamarin Forms yet. But there are several types of adaptive cards. Okay. Which one? Okay, we have received. Okay, yes. Like for tickets. This is, again, bot project. It's this one. This is a different one. And it's a bit simpler. This one does not use Luis. It's just the message activity. And it's detecting, okay, what's the text? But I can use contains, all right? Hero, receipt, animation, and let's say this one, something. Sorry. This is the bot project. There are adaptive cards already included in the SDK, in the bot framework SDK. This is the web application, all right? So you just put the information, and you are presented with this nice user interface. But if you want to extend it to a Xamarin Forms application, first you need to add the Direct Line channel because you get one key. Okay, yep. Here is one. And okay, we are almost on time. And here I use it for communication here. Yeah, mobile view. This mobile view, this one, no? The page in our project, yeah, this one has just this entry button and scroll viewer, and that's it. Yep, here. But I am adding a dynamic code in this stack layout, all right? Then you can see it here. If I want to create, let's say, okay, all this code is direct line communication. This, you can see the direct line client, channel account, and so on. But, okay, in this part, I am detecting, okay, what is the type, the content type that the bot is retrieving to the user? There is Hero and Audio. They are the ones that I just included in this project. If I type thumbnail, nothing will happen because I have not created the code for that one, right? Now the audio one is also here. Just in a second, because it's a bit slow, but yep. Sorry? Okay, this is the audio one. For some reason, the sound is not playing, but okay. But this is the audio card. And the code for this one is here. Create hero card, for instance. And stack layout, label for images. It's just the image. And I just add it to this container. So it's very simple. Because let's say that the difficult part is to catch this content type. Yep. And some cards are not detected, such as the audio card. There is no audio card in the direct line NuGet package. So in this case, I had to just create a class from the JSON content. Because as I said, it's a JSON content. And then I just add the relevant elements, such as, again, a stack layout, a label, well, several labels. And there is a player for detecting the URL of this media element. And well, this, as I said, I will just publish this one. Maybe we can create a NuGet package for it. I don't know. But I think it can be a nice project. And well, basically, that's it from me. Well, you know, there are several bot scenarios for Q&A, help desk, product selection, booking a hotel reservation, and so on. And well, I think this is the most important documentation, or sorry, links that you can get for documentation for the several services that we just talked about in this session. And basically, that's it from me. Thank you very much for your time. And if there are any questions, well, we maybe have 1-2 minutes, or we can just chat. Yes.
So does the bot framework or the bots created with the bot framework can be hosted internally, like let's say behind a company's firewall?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, in the build event with another MVP, Humberto Jaimes, we demonstrated how to work with a bot running under a container for local scenarios. That's one thing that you can do. Or also, you can publish this to your IIS server in your local environment. I don't know which scenario you wanted to cover, but yes, you can use containers, or you can, instead of publishing this to Azure, publish it to your server.
But that's only for the bot, right? Not for
Luis. OK, yes. There is also local container for Luis.
Oh?
Yes. Okay. Yes, there are. That's one of the greatest things about the latest additions for Azure. Everything is being containerized. Some cognitive services, but at least Luis is there. For vision, they have the text detection in objects. But yes, we can, if you want, we can talk about it. But yes, it is possible. Any other question? No? Okay, well, thank you very much and enjoy the event.